My name is Michael James. I live in Chicago, Illinois, the center of the universe. At the time of the Democratic Convention, I think I was 26 years old. And I was living in Uptown. I had come back from the University of California at Berkeley, where I was a graduate student but was involved in the free speech movement. And I had come back to Chicago to help build what we call the interracial movement of the poor. We saw ourselves as community organizers who had to spend the rest of our lives, you know, living among the people. I remember going down to the Democratic Convention and kind of having a good time. We were altering our consciousness. We were laying up on the berms, you know, near where the Historical Society is in Lincoln Park, not too far from Lincoln Park and the zoo. It was all pretty mellow. And the next thing you know, here come the police in gas masks, you know, with tear gas, and really drove us out of the park. And, you know, that was a big mistake. We were down on Balboa, I think it was a Wednesday night, and what I recall was being in the middle of the street with a lot of other people, and a police van, I'll call them a paddy wagon, a squadron, came whipping into the middle of the crowd, driving people away, and a number of us started to rock the paddy wagon. One of the officers came out of the car, and I remember I confessed to taking him down, looking at his gun, but saying, oh, I'm not going there, and then cut out. I was arrested later off of a photograph on disorderly resisting, aggravated battery, and I'm not sure what. There was another arrest later on.
Across the street in the Conrad Hilton.
If Daley had just let the people stay in the park overnight, it would have been okay. He wanted total control. He wanted everything to go his way.